안녕하세요. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Learn Korean and Korean Culture. So, today in this episode, we'll be talking about Hwarang, the Flowering Knights of Korea. And these men were called Flowering Knights because they were chosen for not only their skills as warriors, but also because of their beauty. In fact, they were actually so beautiful that they would be compared to flowers. 꽃처럼 아름다운 남자. Hence, the name Flowering Knights was given to them. And you may have heard of Hwarang before, especially if you know about the Korean drama Hwarang. And that's a period drama about the lives of these Hwarang knights during the Silla period. So today, we'll take a deep dive into learning about these Flowering Knights, what they did, who they were, and more. A quick reminder to follow along with the vocabulary in the vocabulary page linked in the description. 그럼 시작합시다. Then let's begin. Also, just really quickly, sorry, my voice is a little hoarse and a little dying right now because I've had a cold, but I hope that it's not too much of an inconvenience for you guys while you're listening. Okay, let's get started. So first, some historical context. 화랑은 신라 시대 때 있었던 단체예요. So, Hwarangs are a group from the Silla kingdom during the Samguk 시대. So, I'm going to talk briefly about the Silla kingdom now. And this part will be a bit more history heavy, with dates and years involved. And we'll be going over kingdoms from this time period. So, if you're not interested, feel free to skip ahead to learn more about the Hwarangs themselves. But this will provide a really nice historical background. So, Silla is just one of the three kingdoms that ruled during the Samguk 시대. 고조선이 멸망하고 나서 고구려, 백제, 신라, 삼국이 만들어졌습니다. So, the last episode we talked about 고조선, which was an ancient kingdom that ruled the Korean peninsula from 2333 BC to 194 BC. A really long time, almost 2000 years. So, after the kingdom Gojoseon collapsed in 194 BC, there was a lot of fighting and wars and a lot of chaos and confusion. And eventually, around 57 BC, three new kingdoms called Goguryeo, Baekje, and Silla were created. These three kingdoms ruled the Korean peninsula until 668 AD. 그래서 이 시기를 삼국시대라고 부르죠. So we call this 시기, or time period, 삼국 시대, which literally translates to the period of three kingdoms. And this makes sense since we had three kingdoms ruling during this time period, 고구려, 백제, and 신라. And there was also a fourth kingdom called 가야 at one point, but it collapsed and was eventually taken over by the other three kingdoms, so we don't really talk about it as much. So here's something really interesting about the Samguk 시대. At one point, 고구려, which is one of the three kingdoms, ruled most of the Korean peninsula and almost half of modern-day China, Manchuria, and other parts of Mongolia. 고구려는 어마어마하게 컸죠. So 어마어마 is like an expression we use when we want to say that something is really great and big and amazing. And 컸죠, so that comes from 크다, which means to be big. 하지만 신라와 백제도 만만하지 않았어요. So 만만하다 means to be like weak and easily taken advantage of. So the other two kingdoms, 신라 and 백제, were not so weak either. And in fact, these three kingdoms were always fighting to gain control of the Korean peninsula so they could be the biggest and strongest. 그리고 삼국시대 때 한문학이 정말 발전했어요. So 한문학 is Korean literature. The Han stands for Korea, and the 문학 means literature. And 발전하다 means to develop. So Korean literature really evolved and developed during this 삼국시대, this Three Kingdoms time period. 이때 한자를 본격적으로 쓰기 시작했어요. So it was during this time that people really began using Hanja. And Hanja is like traditional Chinese characters in writing. 아직도 많은 단어들을 한자로부터 뜻을 따왔죠. And even today, the influence of Hanja is humongous on Korean writing. And this is because a lot of Korean words are derived from these traditional Chinese characters that we call Hanja. And the main topic of this episode, Hwarang, is also derived from Hanja characters. So today, we no longer use these traditional Chinese characters to write because it was really complicated, and we'll be going over a little bit more about why we moved away from Hanja, but a lot of the influence has still remained, and yeah, we'll talk about that in a few weeks in a separate episode. 삼국시대에는 미술도 많이 발전했어요. So it was not only the literature, but also 미술, art, that also developed during this time period. 벽화와 불교 미술품을 많이 만들었어요. So 벽화 is murals. So there's a lot of murals from this time period. And check the vocabulary page for this episode to see what some of them look like. 불교 is Buddhism and 미술품 is artworks. So beyond murals, there were also a lot of Buddhist artworks during this time because a lot of people were Buddhist and that was one of the major religions in Korea. And 불상, so that's statues of Buddhism, and 탑, Buddhist towers were also being built because of this. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Three Kingdoms in the next episode as well. So for now, let's move on to discuss the Flower Knights, 화랑, and what they did. 화랑은 한자로 꽃남자 그런 뜻을 가지고 있어요. So, 화랑 means something like flower boys in 한자. The 꽃 is flower and 남자 is man. So 꽃남자 is like flower boy or flower man. And a quick note, remember how I just mentioned 한자, the traditional Chinese characters? So a lot of the terms that we'll be going over today, including 화랑, is directly derived from these Hanja because it was the main writing system used during this Silla period. So just keep that in mind. And of course, you don't have to study all the Hanja when you're learning Korean. In Korean schools, they will teach Hanja because it's kind of like Latin roots in English. It's pretty useful to know, and it can help you predict what the meaning of a word might be. But, you know, we don't actively use it as much today. But back to the topic. 화랑은 신라의 청소년들로 이루어졌습니다. So, 청소년 is teenagers, 이루어지다 is to be formed. So, this group of 화랑 was formed by 청소년, or these young adults, these teenagers. 그리고 심신수련을 하던 무사 조직이었습니다. So here, 심신 means the mind and body. 수련 means training. 무사 조직 means warrior group. So because these 화랑 were warriors and knights, they would train their body and mind through a variety of activities. 예를 들면, for example, 화랑들은 칼쓰기, 창쓰기, 활 쏘기, 말 타기, 달리기, 뛰기, 헤엄치기, 줄다리기 등을 배웠어요. So for example, these 화랑 would learn by learning and practicing 칼쓰기. And 칼 is like sword or knife, so 칼 쓰기 is like how to use a sword. 창 쓰기, and 창 is like a spear, so how to use a spear. 활 쏘기, that's shooting arrows, 활 is like arrows. 말 타기, 말 is horse, so how to ride a horse. 달리기, that's running. 뛰기, that's jumping. 헤엄치기, which is swimming. 줄다리기, which is tug of war. 하지만 그뿐이 아니라 시가 음악과 가무를 연습했어요. So 시가 is poetry, 음악 is music, and 가무 is singing and dancing. So these 화랑 weren't just fighting and shooting arrows, but they were also actively learning the arts, writing poetry, singing, and dancing. 그리고 화랑들은 다른 교육도 받았어요. And these 화랑 received other forms of education too. 고구려 경랑에서 교재로 사용한 삼국지, 춘추, 한서 그런 역사서를 공부했습니다. So the 화랑 would study the 교재 or the textbooks that was used in 고구려 경랑. And Goguryeo Gyeongdang was a type of school that taught history. So the hwarang, the knights would read and study, and keep in mind study means is 공부하다 in Korean. And they would study works like 삼국지, 춘추, 한서, which were all works recounting the history of Korea and neighboring countries like Chinese states. And something else that the hwarangs were also taught, it was that they were taught to follow the five 사자성어, which were very important principles to their way of life. And note that 사자성어 means, quote-unquote, a type of idiomatic expression consisting of four traditional Chinese characters. So refer to this episode's vocabulary page to look at the 사자성어 and also read more about what they are. But the first 사자성어 is 사군이충. And what that means is 왕국과 왕에게 충성을 맹세할 것. So to show allegiance to one's sovereign. And of course, 화랑s were soldiers and warriors first, before they were just beautiful and pretty people. So, of course, their first principle and their first rule that they had to follow was to be patriotic to the kingdom and to be patriotic to their sovereign, their king. 두 번째는 사친이효. So the second one is 사친이효. 부모에게 효도할 것. So 부모 is parents and 효도하다 is like to be respectful and to be good to one's parents. So this second principle was to treat one's parents with respect and devotion. And of course, Korea does have a culture that emphasizes respecting one's elders. And this was true during the Silla Shide as well, which you can see through this second rule. 세 번째는 교우이신. 동무들을 신뢰하고 솔직히 대할 것. So this third one was to exhibit trust and sincerity amongst friends. And it was extremely important for soldiers to trust each other in battle and in life. And, you know, if you didn't trust your comrades, then how are you going to fight with them in an important battle? So, of course, this third principle encouraged them to trust each other and be honest to each other. And the fourth one, 인전 무퇴. 전쟁에서 후퇴하지 말 것. So this fourth one means to never retreat in battle. And one of their values as warriors that fought in wars and in battle was to fight till the very end and never give up or retreating. And the fifth one is 살생유택. And this one is 누군가의 목숨을 끊을 때 신중히 조심스럽게 할 것. Exercise discretion when taking a life. So this final principle taught hwarangs to not take life lightly. They were taught to understand the importance of someone's life and also exercise caution and discretion when killing someone in battle or for whatever other reason. So as you can see, it was definitely not easy becoming a hwarang. You had all these values and to follow and subjects to learn. And these hwarang were chosen by the Silla kingdom, and they trained for about 3 years or so to master the activities that were just mentioned, like sword fighting, arrow shooting, and music. 그리고 화랑들은 금강산 강원도 해변 쪽에서 수련했다고 합니다. And it is also said that these hwarang trained by the 해변, which is a beach, in 금강산 강원도. So these hwarangs had to be really well-rounded, smart, and athletic, and artistic. And of course, they also had to be good-looking. 잘생긴 남자들만 화랑이 될 수 있었습니다. So only the handsome men, the 잘생긴 남자, could be 화랑. And as I mentioned, they were so beautiful that their beauty was compared to flowers, which is 꽃 in Korean. And that's why they're called 화랑, since 화랑 has the meaning of flower men. And next, you might be wondering, how many 화랑s were there in total? 신라 시대를 통틀어 화랑은 모두 200명이나 되었어요. So throughout the whole of the Silla period, there were about 200 화랑s. So 통틀어 means in total, 200 means 200, and 명 is what we use to signify that we are counting people. So there were about 200 화랑s, and 대체로 왕과 귀족이었습니다. So Wang is the king and Gijok is nobility. So out of these 200 Hwarangs, many of them were actually members of royalty or nobility. However, there were no restrictions on who could become a Hwarang. 평민들도 Hwarangi 될수 있었습니다. So 평민, which meant commoners, could also become Hwarang if they just met the qualifications. So that's pretty much it for this episode, and as you can see, Hwarang were a really interesting group of people in Korean history. You know, you will never see such an elite group of warriors who were talented in so many different disciplines in Korean history. It wasn't so easy to be artistic and physically fit and really smart and really beautiful as all these Hwarang were. And also, Hwarang are still very much fascinated and admired about today. And there's a lot of pop culture surrounding them, and you'll see them come up often in media or on TV. If you like romance K-dramas, feel free to give the drama Hwarang a try. I think one of the BTS members was one of the main characters in the drama, and it was super popular. So that's pretty much it for this week, and make sure to leave any suggestions for future episodes in the episode suggestion form, which is linked in the description. 그럼 다음 주에 만납시다. Then see you all next week. 감사합니다.